Hello children, this is Neerja Tripathi, ACS1 Mumbai, welcoming you in this session of e-learning. Today, we are going to discuss the chapter, The Treasure Within, from Supplementary Reader, It So Happened, Class 8, English. The Treasure Within is a lesson based on a conversation between Miss Bela Raja, who is the editor of the newsletter Spursh, and Mr. Hafiz Contractor, who is one of India's leading architects. Children, before we proceed with the chapter, let me give you a brief introduction of Ms. Bela Raja. Ms. Bela Raja is a counselor and special educator who has specialized in the area of special learning difficulties. Presently, she is working to empower parents and teachers and to emphasize the importance of developing thinking skills in children, and in conjunction with that, the extreme importance of controlled movement in the development of a child. And now, coming back to the chapter, The Treasure Within refers to the hidden talent of every child. Every child has a certain area of interest and expertise, and if he is able to discover his aptitude and get right guidance in right time, he can do wonders. Here goes the summary of the chapter. As the interview started and Hafiz Contractor was asked about his schooling and education, he became quite nostalgic. He had an unhappy schooling. Hafiz Contractor had always suffered from a nightmare about appearing for a maths examination in which he was the worst. He had no interest in study. He was fond of playing pranks on others, copying the class during examination times and making jokes. He passed all the school exams by using unfair means. One day, his principal called upon him and spoke to him at length about his studies. And one sentence spoken by his principal changed his life. The principal said that Hafiz was a good student but had little interest in studies. He, that is principal, had taken care of him till that day, but now he could no longer take care of him. He should study hard. Only sports won't take him far. He took his final examination, and when he got a second class, that is 50% in his SSC, his principal said, "Son, consider yourself as having got a distinction." This moment of his school life stayed in his memory forever. Hafiz Contractor was pulled up by his teachers at school. He received a caning every week for not doing homework or for his bad behavior. Caning did not hurt him badly, but he forgot about it. Soon he was in playground. Every Saturday he went to see a movie. He was the leader of a gang of boys and took part in going fights. He used to open his textbooks only on the day just before exams. Hafiz Contractor was very good at sports. He had been a senior champion for so many years and also the school captain. He was always helpful to his mother. He wanted to join army or police force, but couldn't do so due to the objection from his mother. He couldn't join architecture as his percentage was very low. So, he joined Jai Hind College in Bombay. There he started learning French without much success. Later, he learnt it from his cousin. One day, he was sitting in the office of his cousin's husband, where he used to go to learn French. There, he saw a man drawing a window details. He observed it and said to that man that the window he had designed would not open. His cousin's husband, who was a good architect, was surprised. He asked him to join architecture as he could do better in it. He himself took Hafiz contractor to the principal of an architecture college, who assured him to help if he qualified the entrance exams. By luck, Hafiz contractor did more than expectation and got admission there. Replying to a question whether giftedness and learning disabilities go hand in hand, Hafiz contractor said that he had seen some of those who always did best in result, doing ordinary work, but some of them who were very ordinary were doing better jobs. He himself was good at everything except in studies. However, he achieved a very good name in the field of architecture. When asked about his clients and their liking, he says that he looks at his client's face, the way he talks and pronounces, and sketches spontaneously on a paper on the spot. One can call it instinct or arithmetic. For him, it is mathematics. So, this was summary of The Treasure Within, a very inspiring excerpt from the interview of the amazing architect, Mr. Hafiz Contractor. Children, difficult meanings of words or meanings of difficult words have been mentioned. Refer to it if required. And now, comprehension check. Dear children, I have included a set of questions to check your comprehension. First of all, write the answers yourself and then check them with the set of answers also included. And now it's time for assignment. Imagine you are Hafiz contractor. Write a paragraph throwing light on secrets of your success. Write this paragraph in your own words in about 100 and or 120 words. I hope you will do the assignment with great interest. Dear children, I have also included a worksheet. Please attempt it in your notebook. And for now, that's all. Have a very, very nice day.